It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Joe, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. This hour is sponsored by Popeyes. It's football season in Philly, so fly to Popeyes Fly and fill up on wings in 7 delicious flavors from Popeyes. Popeyes and a defensive-led football team. I mean, what goes better than that? As the Eagles are 7-2, getting ready for a big game against the Commanders on Thursday night, led by their defense, Hugh Douglas. All right, coming up in a little bit, we'll get to kiss the baby. We'll eliminate another team as we head towards Week 11 in the NFL. Your phone calls here. Later on in this hour, we'll get to Pat McAfee yesterday, potentially trolling me on his show or people like me. So we'll get to all that coming up. And I think big Phillies news. Like, it went from maybe something to now maybe something real on the way. That's all coming. Let's go to Cowboy Jim, who's up next on WIP. Hey, Cowboy Jim.
Okay, enough. I'm waving the white flag, listening to 3 hours of beating down the Cowboys,
yep,
having been on the Eagle charter and all that happiness, now having to carry Howard Eskin's bag for him for the rest of my life until the Cowboys actually win.
Oh, that's okay? So much fun to hear. How is that? How is that plane ride back, Jim? Jim, how was the plane ride back?
The plane ride back?
Yeah.
It was, well, let's just say there was a lot of ice that had to be given to a lot of players. You guys were beaten up. You probably don't know that, but a lot of people were hurt. So, I don't think you're going to beat the Commanders because you got a lot of problems. So, that's just my prediction.
Well, I mean, the problems are in Dallas. I mean, it's relative to the situation.
I know.
7-2. Jones, yeah, we'll be all right.
Hey, Jerry Jones, no more interviews after a game, okay? Lay off the Johnny Walker Blue. Enough, okay? We had enough of that. And Dak, I love you, Dak, but you need to remove your no trade clause, okay? We need to remove that because I can't do another season with Dak Prescott.
You know, until you this call, Hugh, I didn't really thought about the idea that Cowboy Jim gets to fly back on the Eagles charter after they beat the Cowboys. How much? That's music to our ears.
Poetic justice.
That's awesome.
Bit.
Oh, I'm so happy for you. It's one of the worst experiences of my life. Worst. Okay.
Well, and we're reveling in it, so.
But I did predict that the Cowboys would get blown out. I did predict that, and I'm going to repeat something. It's the opposite of Al Davis. Just lose, baby. Just lose, okay? I want the Cowboys to get good picks, get rid of the dead weight. Let's move on. Here we go, Cowboys, next year.
Yeah, all right, that's enough. All right, there he goes, Cowboy Jim. It's kind of sad to listen to this version of Cowboy. Remember last year's Cowboy Jim beating his chest?
Yeah, he was all optimistic, talking about how good the Cowboys. Yeah, all that.
When they won the division and all that. Now he's a shell of himself. That has to be painful to fly back on the Eagles charter after the Eagles beat the crap out of the Cowboys.
Couldn't
happen
us,
to a better guy. And I know you're ripping on him today, but we all know he's going to bring you some liquor soon, and then you won't make fun of him for weeks.
You got some good bourbon, though. Get some good bourbon.
Mm-hmm. All right, Brandon's in Philly. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, what's up, HJK? What's going on, gentlemen?
What's going on,
hey,
man?
Brandon.
Oh, man, you know, how y'all feeling today?
How you feeling today,
well,
man?
We're good. We're just trying to get Hugh to realize this is a defensive football team.
I mean, Hugh is stuck in his ways, and that's even bad coming from a defensive player. But, yeah, this is right now, as it's been looking as of late, this is a defensive team. Without a doubt. Hugh, come on, man.
Come on, dude. Come on over to the side.
You know what? You know what you sound like, Brandon? You sound like when my hairline was receding, they was like, come on home.
Come back to the defensive side.
And I'm going to tell you one thing. That's coming from a bald guy with a beard. So I will say this. Don't shave your beard. Go green.
Hey, man. Brandon, it ain't looking good for me, man. It ain't looking good for me.
Hey, I mean, but things change, you know. But so here's the thing. This is something I want to point out. Even though I know that what you say, that defense is a luxury, it's necessary to have a strong defense. Think about, in retrospect,
I'm listening.
Think about Super Bowl, 52. 52. That game was blown off the doors by offense, but it came down to one defensive play.
BG. BG.
BG.
Yeah, they
my name
about that.
BG. You know what I mean? So, you know, I know we love and can't wait to see us scoring, but these last few games been exciting, and it's because what the defense been doing.
There's no doubt, Brandon. You see, Brandon gets it. All right, Brandon, give us a famous couple. Who are you thinking?
Oh, man, the former commander-in-chief, Barack and Michelle Obese.
That's a very famous couple, yeah. A former president, the first lady. Brandon, appreciate it. All right, Barack and Michelle Obama. There you go. That's a big one. All right, see he got it, Hugh. I mean, the last few weeks have been so exciting because it's like the old days when defense was the thing around here, and it is again.
All depends on what your definition of exciting is.
Stopping the team's not exciting? Causing turnovers is not exciting? Sacks and fumbles and stops and interceptions?
Not a luxury. Not a necessity.
Yeah, it is. I do think it's ironic. I know we asked Ross what he thinks is going to happen with the Kansas City game this weekend. We literally have an NFL team that hasn't lost a game since last Christmas, and they've done it on the back of their
quarterback.
No.
Defense has been playing well, man.
It's carried them.
The defense
is
playing well.
Carried them. You believe this guy over here saying the Chiefs since last Christmas have won on the back of their quarterback?
Quarterback.
They won on their defense.
I mean, you just, like, you know that's not true.
Yeah, you're lying to me.
Why you got attitude with me, though? I'm just saying, the way he came.
Because I set you up for an alley-oop, and you took the ball and threw it in the crowd. I mean,
listen. Whatever happens, like, my beard is in jeopardy, it feels like. It just, I mean, you know
that's
what I mean?
That's on you.
But that don't mean my take got to die with it. My take ain't got to go with the beard.
I mean, your take is on a ventilator
right
now.
It's feeble. It's real feeble. I mean,
you see this slipping away.
If I'm being honest with myself, yeah. I mean, I'm going to have to make some, what's the time? I got 43 minutes.
To make a decision.
53 minutes.
Yeah.
53?
50, well, we, yeah.
Well, technically.
You
got a little time.
You're filibustering again.
Let me have it. Just let me have my moment. Let me just, you know. Why the music got to be so somber, though?
It's a somber song. It's
Amazing Grace.
It hits in the feelings.
Yeah, it does. It cuts deep, man.
Everyone out there who was like you, Wumpa, because there were people. I mean, when you first brought this up on the show,
no, I had a huge following.
You
everybody
did.
Understood exactly where I was coming from. I know this take is looked like it's died on the vine a little bit.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Let's listen to it, Hugh, and then think about what you're doing here. Okay. Let's go to Todd in Birdsboro. Throw your life. What's up, Todd?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Todd. What's up?
Hey, first of all, we're not the 85 Bears, okay?
Tell them again, Todd.
Well, we're also not the 90. It's also not the greatest show on turf, right? Like, they're neither of those things.
You, I'm pretty sure they had me on hold extra long because I more agree with you.
They're hoping
the callers fall off.
No.
Anyway.
No one's worried about you, Todd.
Story of my life, dog. Story of my life.
Hey, don't get me wrong. Our defense is balling. Baller. Really is,
and
they're playing. But I'm going to tell you, oh my God, my mind is blank here. Lane Johnson and
Saquon Barkley, Lane Johnson,
AJ, Devontae,
AJ Brown, yeah, Devontae.
They're saying we haven't even scratched the surface.
Haven't even scratched the surface yet, Joe.
What we can do, and I believe that. Holy,
got a bunch of Hall of Famers over there too.
I'm telling you, as our defense is playing, as good as it's playing, I just think we're still an offensive team.
Yeah, we're still offensive.
Well, so I think that was the expectation, Todd. I got to see the offense be better than the defense for a while before I believe that again. Because the defense has carried this thing, you know, for the most part for, you know, 5 weeks now.
I'm telling you, they've been playing good, but it's still an offensive team. Sorry. This is my take.
You can have it.
Minority, apparently.
You're with you. All right, Todd, what do you got for us? Famous couple.
Just real quick, mm-hmm. Hugh,
yes.
for a good bourbon, Basil Hayden. If you've never had it, you got to try it. It's very reasonably priced.
Basil Hayden.
And the most famous couple of all time in the world, Cleopatra and Caesar.
That's a good one.
It's a big one. We said famous. I mean that's
all
famous.
Time.
Yeah, that Todd. Yeah, you took the now and went to all time. Our Cleopatra is that's a good one. Okay. So you feel better now? You got someone on your side, and he's giving you whiskey tips.
That's Kentucky straight right there, straight bourbon.
So his point was that since we're not the greatest defense of all time,
it can't be
that's dynamite.
Well, I also said, I don't know if you heard me, they're also not the 99 Rams. I mean, you know, this team.
No, we throw that in there.
Well, I mean, they're 10th in offense. It's not like they have been better lately, but they haven't been. Would you say this offense has been great this season? I'd say they've been pretty good.
I think they've underachieved, and that says a lot. I think that there's more left to be had, and I think they will reach that potential because I think they're going to need it. I just feel, not like I'm trying to slight this defense, because the defense is playing well.
But you don't fully believe.
But I feel like in order for us to win the day, it's probably going to be on the offense to do that. I just don't feel like this defense is that dynamic to get that done. Now, this week we'll go moving forward. That's gonna be a huge test for them, but I just don't feel like they're that dynamic just yet.
All right, let me ask you this question, because I think we've all wondered this, right? The defense is playing better than any of us expected.
Yes.
What? But also some of the players are playing well, right? Like, I'm not afraid on Thursday Quinyon Mitchell's going to turn into a pumpkin. Like,
no, he's not. He's okay. Definitely not going to turn into a pumpkin. Or I would say
or
Cooper DeJean.
Okay. Yeah. So we're on the same page there. I think those guys are for real. Jalen Carter's a for real player. So if it goes the wrong way, what's the weakness? Like, because I think you're not the only one that probably wonders, all right, how are they going to hold up against a good offense?
I would say this. If I was to guess that there was a weakness, and I would say if I was to guess how the Commodores would attack
right.
the Eagles,
yeah.
it would probably be in the running game. Because I would say the last couple of weeks, they haven't really been tested.
Because the Eagles have been up in the games?
Well, that and a lot of teams, when you look at it, the teams they played against haven't had the ability to play the run. Now, you look at last week, for example, the Cowboys came to play the defense initially.
Mm-hmm.
Till they figured out that offense wasn't going to score. They figured that out quickly. They gave you a quarter where they put up a pretty decent fight.
Oh, their defense played well. Mike was all over the place.
Yeah, and when that offense, because when you look at that offense, there were some opportunities, a bunch of missed opportunities in a short period of time for that offense. And when they figured out, man, what's his name, Cooper Rush, we're going to move the ball, it was like, man, you know what? Let's go ahead. What they say, 1-2-3 Cancun?
Mm.
They were on vacation mode. That's why it was so easy for Michael Parsons. To his coach under the bus.
It's so much fun, isn't it?
Yeah, he threw him way under the bus, and then they started talking about the shades in the building, and Jerry talking about, ain't nothing wrong with them shades. Ain't nothing wrong with them shades. Yeah, all that. They lost it.
So if I had to say the area on the defense, I have a little trepidation about. I still think it's the pass rush, right? Like, if they go mm-hmm. up against good, now the next three quarterbacks are all good. Daniels, Stafford, and Lamar. Can they get to those guys? Because if you give those guys time, they're going to make plays.
I think that they've played well enough, and they have enough confidence, so that could be the case. I definitely believe that. But it remains to be seen. And that's the only thing that I'm saying. I hate that it sounds the way that it sounds, because I don't want it to sound that way, but I get it. This defense, to me, is trending in the right direction. They are exactly where I needed them to be. When I made these predictions early in the year, this is going to be their biggest test.
Yeah, I mean, the next 3 weeks.
By far, this is going to be their biggest test, because the thing that they have benefited from tremendously is that the teams that they've played against, and partly it's because of the way that the secondary is playing, they've abandoned the running game quickly. Like most teams that we've played against, they've abandoned the running game.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we all point to that Joe Burrow game, which was a good game. But, you know, it's they did not have – they could not run the football.
Well, and then when we got up three touchdowns,
yeah,
they had
to
throw.
You got to throw the football.
All right, let's go to Anthony in Jersey. What's up, Anthony? Anthony?
Moment's too big for him.
Now he's got this. It going once.
Come on, Ant.
Twice.
Let's go.
Put him back on hold. I mean,
the moment was too big
when
for him.
When I see a Hugh is a hater call, I put him right up. Clyde in Philadelphia. What's up, Clyde?
Young people, how are y'all guys today?
Hey, Clyde.
What's going on, Clyde?
Hey, Hugh, listen, because I know that you remind me of somebody. And don't take this the wrong way, Hugh. But you remind me of Donald Trump. Once he say something, he double down on it and triple down on it until he just, in his mind, believe it's right. So I'm going to ask the question, Hugh.
Appreciate all
that. How many games we win so far?
We won seven, right?
Right. Okay. Now, I'm going to get your opinion. Out of the seven games that we won, how many do you contribute to the defense winning?
How many do I contribute to them directly? I would say right off the top of my head, the Jacksonville game, definitely. I would say
Saints game.
I would say, yeah, the Saints game, definitely.
Browns,
I would even I give you the Cowboys game, even though we put up like 30 some points.
Giants,
I give you that one.
Browns. Yeah, I would.
So what's your what's the point, Clyde?
The point is this: our defense is holding us down to the point where, because I used to be real critical of our defense. This year, our defense, like I give you a prime example, let's just say it's 3rd and 5.
Mm-hmm.
We would usually back up about 5-6 yards off the line, and then they'd get the first down.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
We're not doing that this year.
Okay.
We shutting them down. So, I'm going to just say this. I'm going to give you a predicament, right? Washington game. I'm going to call a score for you right now, and then I'll ask you if the defense is, you know, a necessity or a luxury or whatever. I'm giving the score. The score is going to be 24-10.
You know what? I'm going to invoke the king in the situation. I don't really deal in hypotheticals.
Oh, stop.
In this
He's
situation,
a fraud.
But let me just say this, Clyde, to your point, because the comparison you made I think is kind of interesting. But what factual thing that I've said on this station that you do not agree with? Because when I look at this Eagles schedule and the teams that they played, they've only beat a few two teams with winning records. Is that a fact?
Well, I think it's one.
Well, okay,
one.
My bad.
Screen,
one
just Green Bay. Yeah.
Well, I was throwing the Commodores in there because they're going to
be Commodores. Oh, you're calling your shot?
Yeah, they're going to beat the Commodores. Yeah, they're going to beat the Commodores.
Oh, no.
But how many winning teams have they beat? Like most of the teams, and if I want to take it to a factual point, Clyde, the teams that they beat, hell, a bunch of them only got 2 wins on the season.
I would like to throw in there, though, Hugh, because you said the only team we beat with a winning record is Green Bay. If we lost to Cincinnati, they would have had a winning record.
But we did.
But that's my point. We caused the team to have a losing record.
Cincinnati's a good team. I'm not taking away that win.
They may finish with a winning record. I'm not taking that away
from you. But what I'm saying is this. Like, everything that you're saying, Clyde, again, I think people are getting caught up on the fact that I'm trying, like, it feels like I'm being disrespectful to the defense. That's not what I'm trying to do. What I'm saying is that when you look at the teams that you've played against, it's not a real toot your horn type situation because they haven't been winning teams.
And that's fair. All right, Clyde, what do you got for us in terms of a famous couple?
So somebody, because Kyle knows, somebody stole my answer because I was going with Tarek and Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
So the only thing I could come up with, and they've been famous forever, Jack and Jill.
Jack and Jill.
Went up the hill.
They did. Fetch a pal run. All right, Clyde, we appreciate it. Jack and – that's a big one. I mean, that's actually a bigger
That is really good.
Yeah, it's a very, very famous couple. All right, before we go any further, we do it every Tuesday around this time. We play a little game called Kiss the Baby.
It's time to kiss the baby.
All right, the objective is to eliminate another NFL team from playoff contention with the hope by the end of the season we have a perfect playoff bracket once we eliminate you. If you come back to make the playoffs, well, that would ruin things. So I am up first this week, and so far I've taken out the Panthers, Giants, Raiders, Jags, Dolphins, Titans, Patriots, Browns, and Saints. And this week, I mean, how could I not? The Dallas Cowboys season.
That's an easy one right there.
It ended on Sunday. Yeah. It's over.
What have I done to deserve this?
Threw the coach under the bus. He don't work that hard.
Yeah, it's over. And then Dak's headed to surgery. Kiss the baby. Cowboys season officially has ended. All right, Hugh, you're up.
It's on me. Mm-hmm. So let me go through the list of the teams that I've already eliminated. I eliminated the Dolphins, Miami Dolphins. They won last night. The Raiders, the Bears, the Giants, the Rams. Rams, I know it looked like I might have been wrong on that one, but it's starting to skew towards me. Might be on point with
I
that
I think
one.
That goes down to the end. Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. Carolina, the Jets, the Saints, the Browns. That Saints one, that was pretty good. The Browns and the last one, I think this was an easy one, the Patriots. Got the Patriots.
So about you taking the Patriots out?
Yeah, the Patriots today.
All right, Patriots eliminated by Hugh. Kyle, you are up.
Yeah, I feel like there's like one layup left on the board here. You two have already taken it. Knew I was going with this one. The Raiders, they're out.
The Raiders. Yeah.
They fired all their coaches. They're terrible. They've benched Gardner Minshew like four or five times. So who have you taken out in totality, Kyle?
Sorry, so Vikings, Titans, Browns, Jags, Panthers, Cowboys a few weeks ago, Giants, Jets, Patriots, now the Raiders.
So the Vikings is the one hanging out there.
That's the outlier for him.
Yeah, that's the one.
Not looking great.
7 wins they got? 7-2.
I
don't even think that good.
But I don't buy them, but they probably.
That was early in the season, though. That was early.
Well, it was the week one. They were the first team I eliminated. Yeah. I thought they were going to be trash. They're not trash. I think they're frauds. They're probably going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, when you have 7 wins in November or whatever, today is 12th, you're probably going to make the playoffs. All right, we'll do it again next week. Kiss the baby. All right, let's go to Mike in Pennsville. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, Mike. What's up?
Good. I'm glad to be on. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for making the call and listening.
Yeah, first time calling your show. My favorite show of the day, just to let you know.
We appreciate it. All right, so, Mike, what are you thinking today? Is this a defensive team now?
I'm thinking that I'm slowly seeing it turn into a defensive team, I believe. Like the last caller said, in times past, we'd be on third down. We definitely would be seeing the D-backs playing off and automatic first down. Now I think they got confidence. They're playing up close and shutting them down. So I see it growing into a defensive team for sure.
You hear that, Hugh? He feels it.
But what he's saying, he want to say it, but he was skewing more towards what I was talking about early on, but he's starting to see the light.
Well, but then the eye test, Mike, you see it now.
They're moving in the right direction. They're moving in the right direction. No question about it.
I do see it. And I got a question for Hugh. What's it going to take for you to start leaning the other way that, hey, this might be? What's it going to take? Is it going to take one game, two games?
You know, I'm not.
Good question.
You know, Mike, contrary to belief, I'm not that stubborn, man. Because to be totally honest, I kind of saw it this weekend. As a matter of fact, I started looking in the mirror and looking like, how would I look without a beard, to be totally honest. So it's not going to take me that long. I'm thinking this game, if they go out there and they do some of the things that they've been doing the last couple of weeks, man, then, yeah, I'm going to have to go ahead and, you know, I might go ahead and, you know, have to let that take down.
We could have a take funeral, Mike, on Friday if the Eagles shut down the Commanders. All right, Mike, what do you got for us in terms of a couple?
I got one more thing to say, too. Mm-hmm. Me and my daughter, it's her first Eagles game she's going to, and I can't believe that back before the season when we got these tickets that this game was going to be this game.
You mean the magnitude?
Yeah, very few thought
the magnitude of this game.
It's the biggest game of the season. So, yeah, Mike, come say hi. We'll be doing the pregame show out there on Thursday. All right, Mike, give us a famous couple.
All right, so this doesn't have to be present day, right?
It doesn't. No. Nope.
Okay, I think I got a big one here. Going back, way back, I'm going to have to say Adam and Eve.
Somebody said that, didn't they?
No, we haven't had Adam and Eve yet. That is a big one. Mike, we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, so Jack and Jill and Adam and Eve are the last two.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, those are ones, like, you don't even need to know any context. Mm-hmm. The name's just, like, you know what they're talking about.
Ooh,
I got another one, too.
Uh-oh.
You got more famous than Adam and Eve and Jack and Jill?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I ain't going to say it, though, but
Okay.
I got a couple of them in my head.
All right, we got a segment to go. We'll take all your phone calls. 215-592-9494. We'll find out if Pat McAfee did rip me on a show yesterday, and we have ourselves a big Phillies rumor. It's gone from just speculation to now a rumor, considering the source it is coming from. We'll tell you about it next. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. The NBA is back, and FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sports, requires you to catch all the action. And right now, FanDuel is giving everyone 3 months of NBA League Pass. All you have to do to catch every tip-off and buzzer beater is place any $5 bet on the NBA to get 3 months of NBA League Pass, courtesy of FanDuel. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to make every moment more of the season. With FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.